B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Atlanta Public Schools, Cherokee, Cobb, Paulding counties, all back in school today. It's August 1st. What the heck is going on?
Shout out to the parents who are dropping kids off for the first day of kindergarten. Oh. You want to talk about just gut-wrenching.
Heartbreaking.
Walking out of the backyard of your heart. No, thank you.
The best thing about my kids' first day of kindergarten last year was that they weren't allowing parents to go into the school. Like, that saved us a little bit from just the emotion of it all. But we were thinking about, did you go to school with anybody famous? I know you're from Michigan originally. You must have gone to school. Was it Kid Rock, Eminem were in your classes?
It's depressing. I went to a small private Christian school. There are only 17 of us that graduated. And a couple years ago, one of our friends, she had posted like one of those question and answer things, like, how old were you when you got married? And what's your favorite color and all that? And said, did anybody famous go to your school? And she types in, well, I think that the best answer would be Drex. He's like a radio DJ somewhere. I don't know if that counts. I'm like, I respond, I'm like, it does.
Oh, it counts. It counts. 404-741-0985. See if you can impress us. Like, it's going to be easy. Did you go to school with anybody famous? Tell us about it. Tia in Carrollton.
Jay Crowder. He plays in the NBA right now for the Phoenix Suns, but previously he's played for the Cavaliers.
Did you go to school alongside him?
Yeah, we graduated together. He used to look at my math papers and tests.
He used to look at them?
He was like 6 foot something, I'm 5 foot something. He could just move his neck and see my answer.
404-741-0985. Tad, Drex, and Kara. First day of school for Atlanta Public Schools, Cherokee, Cobb, Paulding counties. And so we're just talking about, this is Georgia. There's so many famous people that were from Georgia.
Well, and you never know. You could be walking into school first day of school today and looking over to your left or right and be like, oh, that person's going to be famous one day.
Lisa and Alpharetta, who did you go to school with that became famous?
Luke Bryan.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, no, I know he went to like college in South Georgia. Is he from there? Are you from there?
Yeah, we're both from Leesburg. We went to high school together.
Could you tell that he was eventually going to go on to be famous?
Well, we knew he was going to be famous. We did a couple of musicals.
Yeah.
He was in the drama club and everything. So, we definitely knew he could sing.
You know, it's so funny. Maybe growing up in high school, you maybe picked on or made fun of the kids in the drama or the talent or singing.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're on American Idol and make $20 million a year.
Right.
Exactly.
Who's laughing now?
Kim Ann in Kennesaw.
Hi.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah. I went to Tustin High in California, and we actually went to Sadie Hawkins together.
Sadie Hawkins means you asked him out, right?
I did. I didn't have anyone else to ask. But, yeah, it is kind of hard because I was like, shoot, I could have got that one.
It's your last resort. You let him go. Talking about the famous person that you went to school with, you never know who could be sitting next to you, and be nice to that person.
Were you chuckling, Tad? Because I can't imagine too many famous people out of Brattleboro, Vermont.
I was just thinking about this because my friend Anthony, who we went to elementary school, he writes for Deadline, which is a big publication it's an online thing. They cover Hollywood, so he's always pictured famous people. But I was just laughing because you ever hear of a Chevy Chase movie called Funny Farm?
I don't think I heard of that.
It was like probably late 80s it came out. Just a dorky movie, but it was filmed in my hometown. So a lot of my high school friends have IMDb credits from being in that. Like, small roles. They were the theater people, as we were talking about. Renee in Gainesville, famous person you went to school with?
Hello.
Hi. You went to school with Zach Brown.
I did. You know, he went to high school in Dahlonega.
And now I want to ask because he's actually on tour right now, and I've seen a lot of people go into his shows and they're posted pictures. He's like macho, ripped. He wears like leather vests with no shirt under it. But like when he was growing up and even first starting, he was a beefy gentleman. Like he was, full figured gal.
Yeah, let me tell you. So in high school, he was uber preppy and he wore a lot of like Abercrombie and Fitch.
What?
And I had a class with him, and one day they were like, oh, we have a real treat. We have a real treat. And so they wheel in this TV set, on the cart, and they put it up. And it was because Zach Brown was in the class with us, and he was in a two-man a cappella group with another kid that we were in high school with, and they sang the national anthem for the Braves game. So they wheeled in the VCR and the recording of this of them singing the national anthem. But
so
yeah.
This whole like chicken fried cold beer on a Friday night,
right.
it's not. It's like hitting golf balls
yes.
at the driving range, wearing pastel.
Penny loafers.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I would have been the kid rolling in the video.
Yeah, right?
Thanks, Renee. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
All right,
love you, bye.
All right, Trey and Alpharetta, famous person you went to school with?
This is cool. I actually didn't go, but my mom did. My mom went to school in Kentucky, and as I was raised in Atlanta, she bored me to death because she went to school with the $6 million man, Lee Majors.
Now, I see, is that a wrestler, Tad?
$6 Million Man was a TV guy,
oh,
right?
Okay.
I never really
In the 70s, yeah, he was like the bionic. I think the bionic woman came from her or whatever, right? That is cool as hell, though, right? $6 Million Man. When was the last time you heard about that?
I know. I love it. Today, $6 Million is really not much of anything at all.
Yeah, probably a Happy Meal or a Value Meal from McDonald's, right?
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Good morning, Cheryl and Griffin.
Good morning.
Hi, did you have kids to drop off at school today?
I don't, but it really makes me mad that they're going to school because the traffic with school buses is not good.
Yeah,
Longer summers.
Yeah, you've been breezing the last couple months.
You're right.
Let's kick Tad out of the studio, Cheryl.
See you, Tad.
See ya. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, Tad's going to leave the studio. We're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. Bring Tad back in. Ask him the same questions. You know, if you answer more right than Tad, you get $100 of his money. Cheryl, are you ready to play?
I am.
Question number one, back to school for Cobb, Cherokee, Atlanta Public Schools. What color is 99% of all school buses?
Yellow.
Question two, the winning ticket for Friday night's $1 billion Mega Millions drawing was sold at a gas station in Chicago. True or false, the Mega Millions drawing is filmed right here in Atlanta?
True.
Question three, in a 5-minute video posted to his social media, Will Smith has finally apologized for slapping Chris Rock at what award show?
The Academy Awards.
Question four, Shakira facing up to 8 years in jail for tax evasion. What does IRS stand for?
Internal Revenue Service.
Question five, Taylor Swift tops a list of celebrities with the highest private jet carbon emissions rate. Can you name the private jet company Delta bought 2 years ago?
No.
Yeah, that's a hard one. If you got that right, you probably would have won, but we'll see what happens. Tad filling in for Kara, and anything that happens today doesn't go against Kara's record. Tad now back in the studio. Are you ready?
We're all concerned about Kara's record.
I'm not one of the 42 smarter than her.
All right, same questions, Tad. Number one, back to school for Cobb, Cherokee, Atlanta Public Schools. What color is 99% of all school buses?
That would be yellow.
Yeah, you see those weird white ones sometimes?
Oh, what's going on? I think those are going to prison.
All right, 1-1. That's what Cheryl said. Question two. The winning ticket for Friday night's $1 billion Mega Millions drawing was sold at a gas station in Chicago. True or false, the Mega Millions drawing is filmed right here in Atlanta.
True. I think upstairs from where we sit.
Yeah, our sister station, WSB-TV. All right, 2-2. That's what Cheryl said. Question three, in a 5-minute video posted to social media, Will Smith officially apologized for slapping Chris Rock at what award show?
The Oscars.
Yes, Academy Awards. That's what Cheryl said. 3-3. Question four, Shakira facing up to 8 years in jail for tax evasion. What does IRS stand for?
Internal Revenue Service.
All right, 4-4 tie. Question number
five.
Did she
get all five right?
We don't know yet. You might need to know. Taylor Swift tops a list of celebrities with the highest private jet carbon emissions rate. Can you name the private jet company Delta bought 2 years ago?
Private jet company, ExecuFly.
Okay,
I don't know.
We're looking for Wheels Up.
Wheels Up.
Yes.
Never heard of it.
Cheryl didn't have an answer. I didn't hear of it either. Final score, 4-4. All ties go to the house, Tad, because you put up $100 of your own money.
I'm not going to give you cash, but instead you get that $100 gift card to Spa Sedel. And after sitting in traffic, you're going to want to get pampered a little bit.
I love it. Thank you guys so much. Love your show.
Love you. Thank you. Hang on 1 second. And want to let everybody know that Spa Sedel's August sale is happening, the best price of the year. They're now open to Alpharetta. We play every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35 on B98.5.
keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine this morning. Might see some storms this afternoon with a high of 91. 74 in Midtown.
Line drive right center field.
How exciting. As heard on Bally Sports, Austin Riley with a ninth inning double, walk-off, 1-0 over the Diamondbacks.
They're talking about that guy for MVP.
Yeah.
And he's handsome. Come on.
What's going on, man?
We're saying good morning to students, parents, and teachers at Atlanta Public Schools, Cherokee County, Cobb County, Paulding County schools, all back in session today as of August 1st. And, you know, the school bus thing is kind of confusing. Basically, if you're on a two-lane road and you see a bus stop, you should stop.
Yeah, I said to Kara, as soon as I see that yellow of a bus, yeah, I stop my car, I remove the keys from the ignition, and I walk away
from
out.
The vehicle. Yeah. Now, how is it possible that a character that's been on TV for over 40 years was born yesterday?
Meet George Jetson.
I don't know. Ted, did you see this popping around the internet yesterday?
Yeah.
So it was, I think it was they say it was the third episode of the first season of The Jetsons. It was revealed that George was around 40 years old, and, you know, it was set in 2062. So people did some math, and, you know, you look at some of these Wikipedia fan pages of The Jetsons, and yesterday was George Jetson's birthday. And they reached out to some of the early creators of the show, and they said, well, if you want to do the math, that's about right.
It was from the future, right?
Yeah.
Too.
So. Yeah, it was set in that, like, 2060 range. So happy birthday to George Jetson.
Strangest thing you've said so far this morning is that there are Jetsons fan pages.
Are there? Google George, like, a Jetsons fan page, there's over a million web pages.
Am I going to need to issue a heartfelt apology now?
For sure. Yeah, look out. It goes Taylor Swift fans and then Jetsons fans.
Right.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. All right. Almost 4 months ago to the day Will Smith finally speaking out about the slap heard around the world. And the big question is, did he apologize?
I've reached out to Chris. The message that came back is that he's not ready to talk. And when he is, he will reach out. So I will say to you, Chris, I apologize to you. My behavior was unacceptable. And I'm here whenever you're ready to talk.
This is a 5-minute long video message that he posted talking about the incident.
What does he have coming out?
Oh,
he's
right?
Got to have. You're dragging this on this long. You got something coming out.
But was it smart, though, of him to sit back and not do anything for a couple months and let this thing die down as opposed to saying something right away?
Yeah.
I don't know if that would have been a win. But the big question, too, is, you know, we've all seen the video where Chris Rock tells the joke and they shoot to Will Smith in the camera and he's kind of laughing. And then they peer over to Jada Pinkett.
Right.
And she is shooting daggers to both Chris Rock and Will Smith, kind of giving the impression like, Will, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
And he addressed, you know, did Jada Pinkett have anything to do with his actions?
No. It's like, you know, I made a choice on my own from my own experiences, from my history with Chris. Jada had nothing to do with it.
Every married man knows,
yeah,
that once you get married, you don't make decisions for yourself. That's,
yeah,
why you get married. You're sitting around in your, like, early 20s, and you're like, you know what I want to do? I want to not make any of my own decisions anymore. I'm,
yeah,
going to get married.
Technically, she didn't say anything, but reality is she didn't have,
exactly,
to say anything.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So, Kay, you thought you had won Mega Millions last week.
It was my first time ever buying a lottery card. I just got caught up in all the excitement.
But, again, you didn't actually win. You thought you won.
Well, I had five numbers, but not the Mega Ball. That's $1 million, right? That's what,
yeah,
people were saying.
It seemed like, yeah, like last Tuesday, I think it was, the people were saying there were like five or six people that won $1 million. They just didn't have the Mega Ball number.
Uh-huh.
So that's,
yeah,
what you had?
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought.
Okay.
So the first thing I did Wednesday morning, I admit it wasn't a smart idea looking back, but the first thing I did was I walked into work and I resigned.
Oh, no.
And I said some things I probably shouldn't have.
This all sounds fine if you actually won the money.
Then my next stop was I went to the convenience store where I bought the ticket to share the good news.
Right.
They checked the ticket, and I actually won $4.
Only $4? How did you mess up this bad, Kay?
I didn't realize the numbers all had to be in a row. All the numbers were on my ticket, but they were on different lines. Like I said, it was the first time.
Okay. Yeah, you were treating it like it was a scratcher. Like you had all the numbers were there, but you had bought multiple numbers on the same ticket.
Gosh.
I feel so dumb. And I would love if you could help me. You guys are always great at smoothing things over. And I have no idea how to explain all of this to my boss.
Your former boss, you mean? Because you quit, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we've learned at least next time we're going to make sure we're going to go to the lottery place
first.
Where we bought the ticket first.
Yeah.
And then we quit the job and say things you said that you regret.
Yeah.
Sit tight, Kay. We're going to get your former employer on the phone and see if we can get you some forgiveness and maybe get your job back, okay?
I sure hope so.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Kay thought she won Mega Millions last week. She quit her job, told her boss off a little bit, and then found out she didn't win $1 million. She actually won $4. Kay, sit tight. We're going to talk to your boss, Thomas, see if we can get forgiveness and your job back.
Chapel, this is Pastor Thomas.
Pastor Thomas.
Yes?
Good morning. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5.
How can I help you?
Did you have an employee named Kay working for you?
Oh, yes. She was with us for 7 years until last week. She was out of our office administrator.
And have you found a replacement for her?
We posted it on the bulletin, and some folks have expressed interest, but...
You posted the job in your, like, the church bulletin, and you've got some... Well, this is a feature called Forgive and Forget, and Kay is actually on the line with us right now.
Hi.
So I guess Kay thought she had won the lottery, but she actually didn't, and she was kind of hoping to get her job back.
I'm so sorry. I came in with guns blazing. I was disrespectful, but... My work speaks for itself, and I was hoping we could just forget that it ever happened.
The fact that you were carrying on about this money you made playing the lottery, we don't gamble.
Oh, your church doesn't allow for our gambling?
Oh, heavens no. We don't drink, we don't gamble, and we surely don't use that kind of language.
Okay, you were using some dirty language when you quit?
Well, I don't remember saying anything that bad.
You used his name in vain, and you said H-E double hockey stick.
No.
To the pastor?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Well, I'm sure she was very excited. She thought she had won all this money.
And I don't appreciate you calling me Ned Flanders either.
Oh, no. Flanders. So, do you take the kiddly doodles to the parkly diddle? So... Pastor Thomas, Kay was sorry that she came in there all excited to quit. I guess she said a couple of things that she regrets. It turns out that she didn't win the $1 million she thought she had won. She only won $4 and is looking for forgiveness from you. Can you forgive Kay and maybe just give her another chance?
Well, I forgive Kay and the church forgives.
Pastor Thomas, do you think maybe you could give Kay her job back? I mean, you haven't found a replacement quite yet.
I think she will have to work on that one day at a time.
That's fair.
So you're
yeah,
not
she can have a job back. She can have a job back.
Aww.
Oh, thank you. You won't regret it. I feel terrible. Truly, I do.
Would you suggest that she, like, tithe 10% of the million, even though she didn't win it? So she gives you guys, like, $100,000?
Now, we don't gamble, but... we will take our chances on Kay.
Sounds like the biggest gamble you've ever made with that filthy mouth.
Well, yeah.
All the best. Love you guys. Thank you so much for being so forgiving, Pastor Thomas.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Time to play Beat Shazam. Kara taking on Drex. 5 seconds to name that tune. First 5 seconds of the song. And with school back in session for a lot of districts, we figured let's do school lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Beat Shazam. All these songs have food in the title.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening.
That's Harry Styles. Watermelon Sugar.
Yes, ma'am.
Watermelon Sugar. High. Watermelon Sugar. High. Watermelon Sugar. High. Watermelon Sugar. High.
Here we go.
Watermelon Sugar.
Watermelon Sugar.
Drex, your first song.
Would I get credit if I said Joe Jonas? Probably not. Is it DNCE, Cake by the Ocean?
It is. Worry,
my heart always stops. Just
clean
a
versions.
Bit of that spot.
Yeah, I didn't know it was dirty.
All right, back over to Carrie. You guys are tied up. It's a school lunch program edition of Beat Shazam.
This is Chicken Fried, and it's Zach Brown Band.
It is.
Yeah!
And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio. Whoa, whoa.
Swing your partner round and round. No see, no. All right, Drex, your next song. It's a song about food.
That I do not know at
really?
All.
Really?
Yeah.
How about Peaches by the Biebs?
Oh.
Oh.
Ah.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my weed from California.
That's another one. Radio edit. Thank you very much.
I get my light right from the source. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
All right. Back over. Now it's 2-1. Kara's in the lead. Could take it with this song.
Warrant Cherry Pie?
Yes.
No.
Woo!
She's my cherry pie. Cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise. Tastes so good, make the grown man cry. Sweet cherry pie.
All right, school lunch program, Beat Shazam, last song for demonstration purposes.
Sorry,
only,
lost,
Drex.
Yeah.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like,
better than ya.
The best song I've ever heard.
That's the, yeah, wind with Khalees and Milkshake, yeah.
You are correct, sir. Congratulations.
And they're like, it's better than yours. It's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge.
Kara, winner of Back to School Lunch Program, Beat Shazam.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.